Day one. Acknowledge the pain. Heartbreak shakes us at our core. It feels like the ground has shifted, leaving us uncertain about where to step next. The first step in healing is not to push the pain away or cover it with distractions, but to gently acknowledge it. Pain is not a sign of weakness. It's evidence of the depth with which you loved, invested, and cared. Today, we begin by validating your emotions, giving them a voice, and creating a safe container to process them. Accept that what you're feeling is valid. When a relationship ends, it's natural to experience a wide range of emotions. Sadness, anger, confusion, numbness, even guilt. These emotions might come in waves, sometimes overwhelming, sometimes surprisingly quiet. You may even judge yourself for how you feel. Shouldn't I be over this by now? Or, why can't I stop thinking about them? The truth is, healing doesn't follow a straight timeline. Each feeling you experience is part of your unique recovery process. By telling yourself, "What I'm feeling is real and valid," you open space for compassion instead of criticism. Imagine your emotions as visitors knocking on your door. Instead of slamming it shut, you invite them in, listen briefly, and remind yourself that their presence doesn't define your entire home. It's just one room. Today, allow yourself to feel without explanation or justification. You don't need to rationalize your grief. It simply exists, and that's okay. Journal your emotions freely without judgment. Journaling is one of the most powerful tools you can use during heartbreak. Putting thoughts on paper releases them from the endless loop in your mind. It doesn't need to be polished, logical, or even coherent. This is not about writing a perfect essay. It's about letting your raw emotions land somewhere safe. Set aside 15 to 20 minutes today to write freely. Start with prompts like, "Right now, I feel. What I miss the most is..." The hardest part of this heartbreak is, don't censor yourself. If anger comes out, let it. If tears fall as you write, let them. Your journal is your private witness, a place where you don't have to edit or hide. By allowing unfiltered expression, you reduce the intensity of emotions building inside. When you finish, pause for a moment. Look at what you've written and acknowledge, "This is my truth right now," and that's enough. Practice grounding, deep breathing, mindful walk. Emotions can live not only in your mind, but in your body. Heartbreak often brings a racing heart, tight chest, shallow breath, or restless energy. Grounding practices help bring you back into the present moment, reminding you that although your mind revisits the past, your body lives here and now. Option 1. Deep breathing. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and place one hand on your chest, one on your stomach. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of 4. Hold gently for a count of 2. Exhale through your mouth for a count of 6. Repeat for 5 minutes, focusing on the rhythm of your breath. As you breathe, imagine inhaling calm and exhaling heaviness. With each cycle, picture yourself creating more room inside for peace. Option 2. Mindful walk. Step outside, if possible, and walk slowly. With each step, notice the sensation of your feet connecting to the ground. Observe your surroundings, the colors, textures, sounds. When your thoughts drift back to your heartbreak, gently guide your attention to the simple act of walking. Grounding doesn't erase your feelings, but it helps you carry them with steadiness instead of being swept away. Closing reflection for day 1. Today is about acknowledgement. You are beginning this journey by courageously turning toward your pain rather than avoiding it. Remember, acknowledging pain is not about getting stuck in it. It's about respecting your experience enough to face it honestly, by validating your emotions, journaling them, and practicing grounding. You've taken 3 powerful steps. You've given yourself permission to feel. You've expressed those feelings in a safe, constructive way. You've reconnected with your body to find presence and stability. Healing is not about snapping out of it. It's about giving yourself grace, one day at a time. And today, by showing up, you've already proven that you are stronger than you realize. Take a deep breath. Thank yourself for choosing healing, and carry this thought with you. I honor my pain because it is part of my love, my growth, and my path to renewal.